night, one of the greatest nights of the year, the night when the Ezer Hashem is Boach, we're going to experience ourselves the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this has a profound meaning for us. The night of Pesach is a night where a person can reach tremendous madrigas, even madrigas that he never even thought of reaching. As we know, Pesach is called Pesach Miloshen Hashem Potach. Allah was serving Mitzrayim, he skipped over the houses, but it's a Loshen of Diluk, skipping over. And the Mefarshim, the Tzaddik especially, speaks about this, that this Pesach is a time of Diluk, where a person could jump ahead. That means that normally a person, in order to achieve certain madrigas, he has to work very slow. He can't to accomplish too much, to fast meruba, learn so fast that it will take on too much at once. It's very, very difficult. To climb high madrigas at one shot is very difficult. But in Pesach, there's a special koach of diluk, of jumping ahead, of skipping ahead, that even though we're not roy, even though we're not roy and we're not worthy and we don't have that koach really to go to reach ahead of ourselves, to gain different levels. But on the night of Pesach, there's a special, special koach that a person could attain madrigas that he never thought he could attain before. But he has to prepare for it. And that's what Pesach, the koach of Pesach. But maybe we could be masbred with a word that I always say over, to give us a little inspiration, a little bit of understanding what the Pesach night is about, what the Seder night's about. It says, you know, we start off the Agoda Holach Ma'anya the Achara Basara Ba'ad Mitzrayim. This is the bread that we ate, the bread of an ani that we ate in Mitzrayim. And we go on to say that now we hear as a vodin, as the ochel, as the avo, as the avdin, as the bechorin, that we should be zechut to the ultimate geula. Because we know if you make tzeitzchut to Eretz Yisrael, all the koach of geula, it really is found in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if we taka and delve in and we unlock the key, we could be zechut to the geula amitis. So the question is already asked of all the mefarshim Haggadah. Why is Holach Ma'anya a little bit different from all the other rest of the Haggadah where it's written in Aramaic? We know that the rest of the Haggadah is not written in Aramaic, it's written in Lashon HaKodesh. And the answer to that question is, I saw once the same called Emes L'Yakov, I think it's one of the Chidot, so I'm not sure. I saw it once in a Haggadah, the same to Emes L'Yakov. He answered so beautifully, which gives us a tremendous enlightenment to what exactly Seder night is about. And he said the following. The Gemara brings down a Gemara in Shabbos. As Baruch Hashem, the Koyal was learning, we're learning Shabbos now, the Yeshiva is learning Shabbos now. And there's a Gemara that a few days and days in Shabbos. The Gemara says over there that Rabbi Lozer used to visit the sick. Whenever he used to go visit the sick, in time of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, so he would say a short tefillah there, like it's put down in the Pesukim, that he not only should visit the sick, but he should daven for them, should find out what they need and daven for them and try to take care of what they need. But the davening is a very, very, very important thing in the Bikur Cholim, to daven for the Cholim also. And whenever he visited the sick, he would make a tefillah. And the tefillah went, he said, Rachmoni yad kirna l'shlom, Hashem should remember you for good, for health, for peace. Yes, Karina Choshlam. And it was very interesting. The Gemara noted that Rabbi Lozer, when he young went to the Chayla, he would daven in a Lashon of Aramaic, in a Lashon of the Gemara, not a Lashon Kodesh. And the Gemara challenged this Indian, and the Gemara said, we know that a person is not supposed to daven in Aramaic, because Aramaic is a Lashon that the Malachim don't understand. And as we know, that our tefillos have to be carried up to our Kodesh Baruch Hu down from the Malachim. And since they don't understand the tefillah of Aramaic, they don't take it up. So the Gemara says, well, only when a person shouldn't be Yisrael Tzrochim, they be Lashon Arami. So there's the Gemara here in Shabbos and also in Soita. The Gemara says that a person shouldn't answer, shouldn't ask and shouldn't request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Lashon Aramaic, because we need the Malachim to take it up. So how did Rebbe Lozer, when he went to visit the sick at a time when we need the tefillos are so important, why would he daven in the Lashon of Aramaic? So he asked the Gemara in Shabbos Yudbein. The answer to the Gemara, Sha'ani Choyle, a Choyle is different, the Shechina Imoy. The Shechina is with him, Shanema, a Kapitol Tehillim, Mem Aleph, Hashem Yisodenu Aleris Tavo, Hashem sustains him on his bed of affliction, on his bed, on his sick bed. That by a sick person or Alenu, it says in Chazal, it says in the Gemara, Hashem Chazal, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu deal with him right above his head. In fact, it's no Gela Aloch of that, that one should know that a person shouldn't sit down, was by the Chayla, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was there. If to know different, but Ramay says, brought down the Kadosh Baruch Hu's mom is there. And since the Kadosh Baruch Hu's mom is there to bring that out, that's why the blood of Davka dived in Aramaic to show that why the Chayla, you don't need Malachim. You could talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu straightforward, Hashem Yisadin Alaris Devoy. So the Emes Yankov, this is the point of the whole Achmanya being in Aramaic. Enochanan's rest of the God is not in Aramaic, but the Baal HaGod wanted to emphasize this Nakuda. That Shani Lel Feder, that Lel Feder is different. Lel Feder has a uniqueness to it. Lel Feder is so special. The Shechina Sham, the Shechina is there. That normally when we dive in, normally when we partake in mitzvahs, Avada, we need the Malachim to carry it up, to bring it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Every time we dive in the shul, and we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu request, we beg from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's always, we need the Malachim to carry it up, to bring the tefillah, to bring the quest by the, to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemayim. Therefore, we don't dive in Aramaic. But Shani Lel Pesach, Lel Pesach is different. The Shechina Sham, the Shechina Ima, the Shechina comes down, as the Zohar says, that to every Pesach Seder, the Shechina is there, he comes down, his presence is there, you don't need Malachim on that Pesach. And it could be that's the answer to our original point that we mentioned before, why Lel Pesach has this tremendous koyach of divuk, of jumping ahead, because there's so much kedusha, there's so much there, because Baruch Hu's there, and he gives that special koyach for a person to jump forward, just like on the night of Pesach, with Pesach, and he gave us that koyach to go from a level of 49th level of tumah, that we were able, Beis Hashem, to jump forward, and Beis Hashem 49 days later, and Kabbal the Torah, so to our Lel Pesach. And every year on Lel Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. And I just wanted to emphasize the point, why is that way? It could very well be because we know that the Lel Pesach, Chayav Adam Lidur says, Atzma Kiriyotzim Mitzrayim, the key is that we don't just go relive, we don't just recount and recall, and we it's a history lesson, remember it, which is a night of remembrance of what happened. No, it's reliving. It's reliving the actual things. Chayav Adam Lidur says, Atzma, every year on Lel Pesach, all of Christ will relive this going out. It's like we're going out again. Now, just like that tremendous, unbelievable night, that stupendous night in Mitzrayim many, many thousands of years ago, when we went out from Mitzrayim, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu Bechvedu Ba'atzur, that says, Aniv Eloi Malach, came into Mitzrayim. He himself came in. And the Mephoshim in the back of the Agadah, that one source, because the Malachim were afraid to go in, because it was so tumidic, and they were afraid, and Christ was such a low man, Hashem himself had to go in and inspire us and take us out and kill the Mitzrayim and do all those trails that him himself, so to every real faith, Hashem comes down himself to our individual star of each one of Klal Yisrael. And there, in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we recite the Agadah, we sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we thank him for the tremendous nisim that he did for us, and at that moment we have a tremendous connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the day where we get engaged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows up to the engagement himself. He doesn't send the shliach. It's Ani Hashem v'lo shliach. It's our engagement to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the connection is so deep and so special and so stupendous. It's such an opportunity, Lel Seder, for all of us to be with the Shechina and to ask from the Shechina and to bet from the Shechina all that we need in life. We should be zeruch b'ez Hashem. That this Lel Pesach, Be'ez Hashem, we should tune in to this tremendous koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with us. That he's hovering above everybody's Seder. He's there to hear the beautiful tefillos and the beautiful Bakosh and everything that we talk about in the Haggadah, we should be Zerah Be'ezah Hashem Yisborach this year on Leil Pesach, on the night of the 15th, when we went out and we saw tremendous Nefilisim and Nefilois, Bayamim, Bayamim Ohaim, Bizman Azeh, we should be Zerah, and these days also, each and every day, we should be Zerah to their personal Gula, and all the clients, we should be Zerah to their Gula Amitis, Mashiach Sekeinu, the day of Yemen, wishing everybody a tremendous and beautiful Hakosh B'Sameach to them, and all their loved ones and all their family members. We should only hear Simchas, we should only hear good news for Klal Yisrael, for all of us, Be'ez Hashem, as we serve Be'ez Hashem to meet up soon, we're looking forward to seeing everybody, Yerushalayim, Me'akodesh, and here of Yemen, Amen.